This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable is underway in New Delhi. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal are participating in the roundtable. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong, and the Foreign Affairs Minister Josephine Teo, are attending the meeting. The ministry said the ministerial roundtable is a unique mechanism for setting a new agenda for India-Singapore cooperation. It added that India and Singapore share a comprehensive strategic partnership and the third round of ministerial roundtable will identify avenues to further broaden and deepen our bilateral relations. The inaugural meeting of India-Singapore ministerial roundtable was held in New Delhi in September 2022. 210 panchayat leaders from 28 states and union territories will attend the Independence Day celebrations on the 15th of August as special guests in New Delhi. This year's special guests include a significant number of women panchayat leaders who have brought visible improvements in their gram panchayats like better infrastructure, enhanced public services and inclusive community initiatives. Panchayati Raj Ministry said that these special guests have achieved significant success in saturating flagship government schemes such as Har Ghar Jal Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and Mission Indradhanush. The ministry said that a formal felicitation program for these special guests will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. During the program, AI-powered Sabha Sar application will be launched. The theme for this year's program is Atmanirbhar Panchayat, Viksit Bharat Ki Pehchan, capturing the vision of self-reliant panchayats as a key pillar of developed India. The Ministry of Home Affairs has tightened norms governing the OCI, Overseas Citizens of India. The ministry said that OCI registration will be cancelled if an individual is sentenced to imprisonment for 2 years or more or is charge-sheeted for an offence punishable with imprisonment of 7 years or more. More from our correspondent.
The OCI cards offer multiple entry, multi-purpose lifelong visas to persons of Indian origin and their spouses, along with certain economic and educational rights. The provision applies irrespective of whether the conviction occurred in India or abroad, provided the offence is recognized under Indian law. The move is aimed at tightening the legal framework governing OCI status, which grants certain rights and privileges to foreign citizens of Indian origin. The notification by Home Ministry comes under the provisions of the Citizenship Act 1955 and the Citizenship Rules 2009, which empower the central government to cancel OCI registration under specified conditions. In recent years, the MHA has taken steps to more closely regulate the OCI scheme after instances where OCI card holders were found to be involved in criminal or anti-national activities. Yashasvi Kirial, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Rajasthan, 10 persons died and 11 others injured in an accident in Dausa district today. The mishap occurred in the early hours when a pickup and a truck collided near Basari Choraha on the Dausa Manoharpur highway. Most of the deceased were residents of Etar district in Uttar Pradesh and were returning after offering prayers at the Khatu Shyamji temple in Sikar district. According to the Dausa administration, 8 critically injured persons have been referred to SMS Medical College in Jaipur, while 3 others are being treated at Dausa Hospital. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief on the loss of lives due to an accident in Dausa district of Rajasthan. She also wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in this incident. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand and Telangana today. Due to the swelling of major rivers in Bihar, including the Ganga, Gandak, Son, Kosi, Mahananda and Bagmati, over 19 lakh people in 10 districts of the state have been affected by floods. In Begusarai district, more than 3.5 lakh people have been affected due to the Ganga being in spate. India's Gulveer Singh bettered his own national record in non-Olympic event of men's 3,000-meter race while finishing fifth at the Gyulai István Memorial Hungarian Athletics Grand Prix in Budapest. And that is the end of this news bulletin.